You might not be putting all your personal information on Facebook, but it's a good bet somebody else is. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. For a lot of people, last week's revelations about how much information Facebook collects about us and how far that information can travel without our knowledge has been a real eye-opener, especially how little control we have over that information in the first place. Kashmir Hill covers privacy and technology for Gizmodo. She's written about how Facebook scoops up information about you that gets uploaded by your friends or anyone who has your phone number or an old address, and uses that information to make sometimes creepy connections that can say way too much about you. I asked her how these so-called shadow profiles work.
All the information that your friends have ever given Facebook about you has been added to your profile. So any phone number that somebody has in their phone for you or any email address have been kind of silently and invisibly layered on top of your profile, meaning that Facebook knows way more about you than you realize.
And uses that information to make connections with other people, right? Or suggest people that you might want to be friends with.
Yeah, the reason I got interested in this is because I was trying to figure out why people were getting such creepy people you may know suggestions. Facebook basically has this really, really detailed black book. And because they know all these things about you, like all the phone numbers you've ever had, they're able to connect you with anyone you've ever communicated with. And it ends up connecting you with really strange people. So for example, a psychiatrist told me her patients were being recommended to each other as friends on Facebook. And it's because Facebook has all this contact information and it's kind of chaining it together. So it knew that, you know, her patients had somebody in common.
So if someone, you know, in your article, you say, you know, for example, a one night stand from 2008 or a person you got the couch from on Craigslist. So let's say the person I bought the couch from has my number in their contacts. They log on to Facebook. They upload all their contacts. And then my phone number ends up in there, or some old phone number, some old address. I can't access that because it would violate the couch salesman and his privacy.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then what does it mean for people who have never been on Facebook or never opened any social media account, but whose information nevertheless exists somewhere in their databases?
Yeah, I mean, what's funny about it is I've definitely encountered people who are links who aren't on Facebook. So a man who told me that, you know, his current girlfriend was recommended to his ex-wife, even though he himself is not on Facebook, but his contact information is still being used to connect people. And again, there's nothing they can do to prevent that. So yeah, I've heard from many people that people you may know is a good place to discover whether your spouse might be cheating on you because of who ends up coming up in your recommendations.
How does this compare to, let's say, Google? You know, we put a lot of attention on Facebook in terms of data collection, but, you know, you could argue that they are just one of a couple companies who are playing this game better than everybody else who's also playing the same game. Is it just that it's sort of more visible in that weird people you may know way?
Yeah, I mean, with Facebook, it is to a certain extent social, and a lot of the information you've actually given to it. Whereas, you know, when I look at other tech giants like Google or Amazon, it's more of this passive tracking of your behavior. So being able to see all the searches you've ever done or seeing everything you've ever bought. All of these pools of data are valuable in their own ways. It's just with Facebook, we can actually see it. And it really opens this box of just how much these companies know about us and how accurately, or sometimes inaccurately, they're able to use that information to profile us and figure out what's going on in our lives.
Kashmir Hill covers privacy and technology at Gizmodo. Facebook told her that although it might end up with some information about people who don't use the social network, it doesn't create profiles of people who haven't actually joined Facebook. But even if you opt out and your friends stay in, you're still part of the machine. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.